This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'm Dave Uram from KYW with the tremendous Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. The Eagles hold off the Bills in Orchard Park 13-12 to improve to 11-5. Merrill, what are your emotions after this win?
Well, I think it's a great win for the Eagles, even though they didn't score or do much offensively in the second half. And they held a 13-0 lead going into the last quarter, but you knew that the Bills would find some way behind Josh Allen and some of their offensive weapons to get back into it. I think the Eagles were fortunate that Sean McDermott, who is a great guy and a fine coach, made a decision that I thought was inexplicable when, after they scored to make it 13-12, which they had previously missed an extra point, he decided to go for two, and that one play won the game for the Eagles when Josh Allen rushed a throw into the end zone. It landed in the ground, it was wide, and the Eagles won the game 13-12. That's a big win for them to beat the Bills here. Very, very tough conditions. Pouring rain for 90% of the afternoon. Cold, pouring rain. But the Eagles win it. They come away with a win, and they are now 11-5.
What did you think of the defense?
Defense was superb. For most of the game, they made play after play after play. You can see what having Jalen Carter back does. But there were so many guys who made big plays. There was a big tackle at the end by Jordan Davis. He made some great plays. I thought that Zach Bourne played a great game. I mean, there were Bora Ajomo with some big tackles. I mean, there were so many big plays by that defense. To win that game, give it to the defense. But really, Jalen Hurts made the plays that he had to early in the game to win it for the Eagles, including a pass to Dallas Goedert, Goddard's 11th touchdown reception of the season. Yep. But the big thing is that the Eagles won the game, and Jalen Hurts did not turn it over. Josh Allen made many, many big mistakes in this game, including at one point he was hit, he fumbled the football, and the Eagles gained 32 yards on the fumble. And that set up their drive that was ended with the touchdown pass to Dallas Goedert.
Just tons of mistakes, and you're right, Jalen Hurts did not. Jalen Hurts also did not complete a pass in the second half, and in the second half, the Eagles' offense really stalled out, and I think that made it tougher on the Eagles' defense.
I think a lot of it had to do with the weather. It got colder. The rain came down more heavily, but at this point, you don't think about that. You think they did what they had to do to win. And that's all that counts.
How do you feel about this team with one regular season game left and an 11-5 record? At worst, they're going to be the 3 seed.
Well, a lot of people were saying, oh, well, big deal. They beat the Raiders, who were horrible. And then they beat Washington last week without their starting quarterback or even their second string quarterback. But you can't say they beat a bad team this time. They beat a team that a lot of people thought was a real Super Bowl contender in the Buffalo Bills. And they beat them in their stadium on a cold, nasty day. Still, the Eagles did what they had to and came away with a win.
Gutsy win. First time the Bills have lost a December game at home since 2021. Merrill, great call. Appreciate the time. Look forward to chatting with you throughout the week. That is the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.